PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the largest wildfire of the season to break out in New Jersey so far, the Jennings Creek wildfire, keeps growing. The blaze, which straddles the border of North Jersey and Orange County, New York, has left one firefighter dead and has grown to nearly 3,000 acres. It's only 10% contained. The firefighter, 18-year-old Dariel Vasquez, a parks employee from New York, died Saturday when a tree fell on him in the New York section of the park, according to New York officials. Fire officials say that the fire's inaccessibility makes it difficult to fight. At sites across New Jersey, wastewater is being tested for diseases that may be circulating through the community, like flu, RSV, and COVID. Marlene Wolf with Wastewater Scan says the sampling happens when all the sewage comes together in one spot before any treatment occurs.
It's a really important part of public health and of responding to outbreaks to have information about when and where and how much of the outbreak is happening.
Testing can occur year-round, not just during cold and flu season. Somerset County is the latest New Jersey county to make emergency responses a more seamless process for those with special needs.
The county is the latest one to launch a special needs registry. Through the voluntary registration, emergency personnel are better equipped for how to interact and support the person in times of need. The resident's address, name, details of the disability, emergency contact, and a recent photo must be filled out. Many prosecutors' offices in New Jersey have announced this database. All the information can be filled out online. Jill Croce, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And toy company Mattel is in hot water due to the packaging on some of their new dolls. The company recently began making dolls for the upcoming movie Wicked. And on the back of the box, they included a link to the movie's website. Except instead of wickedmovie.com, the packaging read wicked.com, which leads instead to an adult film webpage. Mattel released a statement over the weekend apologizing for the error and said they're working to remedy the situation. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Can we count on a little more rain? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. So when is New Jersey's next solid chance of rain? Not sure. We've got some showers showing up in the forecast on Thursday, but that's not a slam dunk. Maybe a more substantial storm system early next week. Unfortunately, neither will come even close to the multiple inches of rain necessary to fully quench our deficit. For tonight, mainly clear and dry, breezy and cool. Not a frost or freeze this time around. Lows fall into the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be sunny, but windy and much cooler. Highs only around 50 to 55. Wednesday, mostly sunny skies. Highs only around 50. Thursday will be cloudy with a chance of rain showers. Highs again only around 50. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zero.
Elizabeth, 67. Lakewood, 71. Sea Isle City, 68. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by the Seasonal World Christmas Store. They're open daily with a huge selection of everything Christmas to make your home a winter wonderland this holiday season. Located near Six Flags Great Adventure and the Jackson Outlets, they're truly worth a visit. When you think Christmas, think Seasonal World.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.